Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, there's this sport, remember, called college football that we never talk about anymore because we have this baseball team and this NFL team that are just electric right now.
I know.
So let's spend a little time on college football. Michigan plays at USC, 7:30 Saturday night. Does Michigan have to win this game to keep their playoff hopes alive?
It's their best path. There's no question about it. Can you go on the road? Can you go to the West Coast and beat a team like USC? Now, nobody's looking at USC going, they're world beaters. But the rest of their schedule, Washington, Michigan State, Purdue, Northwestern, Maryland, nothing is going to say, that's a great win. If they were to lose this one, it's a must win against Ohio State. If they win this one, it may still be a must win. We'll know more when we get there. But at 10-2, they're probably still in the playoffs.
Yeah, I said, no, they don't have to win this game, but it makes Ohio State a must win. Same answer.
Yeah, and you know what? Beat Ohio State after last year. They can beat them any year. This is the most inexplicable win over them ever for me. All right, some Michigan State fans want Jonathan Smith gone. The problem is he has a $33 million buyout. Do you think the Spartans are trapped by Smith's contract?
No, their new athletic director is a big fundraiser. You want to be a big boy in college athletics? Spend the money. The revenue's coming in.
Is the revenue coming in? That's the question. And yeah, you know, okay, that's
record
his reputation.
TV deal and a big time fundraiser. Yeah, better be.
Yeah, but you also got that $20 million that you're spending on all of your athletes, and a large part of that goes to the football team.
What point is it to spend all the money on those athletes if they have the wrong coach?
Right, but a $33 million to buy out, and the Spartan fans better hope that he doesn't win seven games this year or next year, because if he does, another year is automatically added to the end of his contract. Wow. If he wins seven games in any of the first 3 years, another year is added to his contract. So it just extends the buyout.
Great point, John. All right, the Red River Shootout is at 3:30 on Saturday. Is Texas versus Oklahoma the best college rivalry besides Michigan-Ohio State?
So I've talked to a few people that have played in both games. The one that I'm going to talk about and the Red River Shootout rivalry, whatever. The best rivalry behind Michigan-Ohio State, and I don't even think it's close, is Army-Navy. It has its own weekend. It is dedicated to it. If you haven't been there, I would understand you not knowing what it is or what it's about. Now, it needs a permanent home. It should be in Philadelphia, but this is the greatest rivalry outside of the game.
Iron Bowl. They don't have pro sports. They hate each other. It's the Iron Bowl. So many great moments, so many classics. It's the Iron Bowl. Now, I will shout out Red River. Best rivalry trophy, that golden cowboy hat.
Yeah. No, see, but
Texas-Oklahoma is bigger to me than the Iron Bowl. And I think the difference maker is that it's two teams that are connected state-wise. They're not in the same state.
Yeah.
And I always feel Auburn doesn't show up enough.
Oh, they show up more than I think people realize.
So the game that I saw, the Army-Navy game, I don't think I've ever seen two teams play as hard or as tough or as physical in that game. And you've got the entirety of both schools, student bodies. You've got the entirety of two of the armed services that are focused on this game. To me, there is nothing that compares.
All right, Jared Goff is off to a great start this season. He has the best passer rating in the NFL. Is Jared Goff the best quarterback in the NFC right now?
So there are four names I considered. Hurts was a guy we loved, preseason Super Bowl champion. Their offense has not got going. Baker Mayfield, four fourth quarter comebacks, considered him. But I'm going Matthew Stafford.
Oh,
leading the NFL in passing yards, leading the NFL in big time throws.
Yeah. Oh, I'm over the Goff hating. No, you're not.
Goff has five big time throws. Stafford has 14. He's the big arm, the big game, the big guy.
I will say this. So Stafford does lead the NFL in passing yardage.
Yes. Yes. But they also don't have the rushing attack. They don't have as many weapons. He's not handing the ball off to Sonic and Knuckles, so it's going to take away some of the numbers. Matthew Stafford is, I don't even think it's close, the best quarterback in the NFC right now, and he is clearly, clearly a top five, if not a top three quarterback in the NFL right now. You might even make an argument for top two.
All right. I will say this, just one exception to his weapons. I think Kyren Williams might be the most underrated player in the NFL right now. He is a very good running back.
Except he can't get first downs when you need it most.
He gets overlooked, and he had that fumble issue. All right. The Lions have a need at edge, and they have a bigger need at corner in my mind. Let's play a little fantasy GM. Would you rather have the Lions trade for Trey Hendrickson or Sauce Gardner? And before you answer, consider their contract implications. Could not be more different.
You are correct on the contract implications, but I would 100% try any way possible to get Sauce Gardner because he's so young, and it's not just about this year. Obviously, he would help him out this year. The Lions, as much as we argued the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson, have been good in the pass rush. Good to great.
The price? Two firsts. It starts at two firsts, right?
Yeah.
And they gave him an extension, so it's like $30 million a year. It squeezes out somebody else down the road.
It
versus
may.
Hendrickson is a rental.
Yeah, probably giving up a second or a third only.
If you have Sauce Gardner, anybody that you have in the secondary is second to Sauce Gardner. The only guy on defense that would be as valuable as Sauce Gardner is obviously Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, you can never have enough pass rush. I would go with Trey Hendrickson. The idea is you can have the greatest cover corner in the world. There's still four other guys out on patterns. I can end the play if I hit the quarterback. Give me Hendrickson.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So John mentioned Hutchinson. He is tied for second with like four other guys in sacks at five. Will Hutch end up with the most sacks in the NFL? And if he does he win NFL Defensive Player of the Year?
The opposite of Steve Yzerman. Yes and yes. He will win Defensive Player of the Year and lead the league in sacks.
I agree. And if you lead the league in sacks, you're going to win the Defensive Player of the Year. Over the last 11 years, since 14, you've had six edges, three different defensive tackles, and all of those were one guy, Aaron Donald, and two corners. It's going to go to an edge guy more than likely. It's going to go to a defensive lineman. And if this offense continues to score at this pace, other offenses are going to be throwing the ball a ton to try and keep up.
Well, he would also win Comeback Player of the Year as well. I mean, he's probably already won that as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah.
All right, finally, and I think this one is spicy. I'm a spicy garlic guy. There are several teams in the NFL that have a record of 3-2 or better. Who is the biggest fraud of the bunch?
That's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Woo.
Right now, they're 3-1, and you can look at their division and say, oh, well, they're number one in the division, and they may actually win their division because Cincinnati is currently a dumpster fire. So is Baltimore. So is Cleveland. But there is nothing. It will be the same damn story. Pittsburgh makes the postseason and they can't win a game. There is nothing. If they play good teams, they will lose, but they still may win their division. No, the Pittsburgh is not a real contender.
That's spicy, John. I think I'm buying the Steelers right now.
Okay.
So this is me going on the heels of the argument I had with this guy.
Hi. Okay, speaking of teams that win in the regular season but don't do anything in the playoffs, Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I had that. It was.
They're 3-2. Their offensive line's in shambles. Even if J.J. McCarthy comes back, the schedule is brutal for them. He might be coming back to face some tough opponents, namely the Detroit Lions in Detroit. I'm going to say the Vikings.
You both picked two teams that played each other, and they're both above 500. That's kind of interesting in my mind.
Well, the question was.
I know. It is what it is.
Yeah, like above 500 teams.
That's a
fraud. So we picked a team above 500.
We followed the rules. Oh, no. It's the Thursday Touchdown. Today's football coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.